Ksuvas Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Beis. This is a continuation. All these Mishnayos are dealing with cases where he didn't write in the Ksuva the following Lashonos. Nevertheless, they're still fully enforceable. Atehe Yosfa Bevesi Umbitazna Minichsai Koyeme Migur Al Munisich Bevesi. He's writing that she can stay in his house and support herself from his Nechasim all the days. Megad, like Tysentis, is like a Lashon of dragging, all the days that the Almanus is dragging on. She can stay in his house. It says a Lashon of Beisi twice, Tysentif says, to teach us that it's only if it's a house that can support her that it's big enough. But if it's a tiny little house that his family there's just not enough room for her to be there, then she can't stay there. But as long as there's enough space for her, she can stay there. Chayiv, the family is mechuyiv to support her, that she can stay there with them. Shehu Tanai Beistin, because this is a Tanai Beistin, they cannot give her her ksuva and force her out. If, however, if she's Taivei and Beistin, that she demands her ksuva and Beistin, then she is no longer able to support herself with his stuff. But the Shalom explains, but it's not if she's demanding this because somebody tricked her. And the Rishonim even say if she's demanding her ksuva because of poverty or something else that's forcing her, that also doesn't automatically make her lose the right to live in her house, in that house where she was living. And it also doesn't stop her rights of mizonos. However, the Achronim point out, if she actually gets the ksuva itself, if she, not just a tviya, not just a demanding and basin, but if she actually gets the ksuva, then she loses all these rights. So if this is not written in the ksuva, nevertheless, they're chayiv shu tanai beistin. This is also tanai beistin. Mishnah continues, kach hayu anshi Yerushalayim koisvin. And this is what the anshi Yerushalayim would write. Anshi golil hayu koisvin kanshi Yerushalayim. And anshi golil also would write this in the ksuva and treat it the same way, just like the anshi Yerushalayim. However, anshi Yehuda hayu koisvin, in the land of Yehuda, they would write, achi yirtzu hayorshin litain lich ksubsich. Until the yorshim want to give you your ksuva, lefikach, and therefore, this is the Mishnah talking, imratza yorshin, if the yorshim want, noisin lak suvasa upaitronaisa. They can say, here's your ksuva, and they no longer have to support her. And the Shittim Mikubetzes, b'shem the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, they say in the same way that if in Yerushalayim, and all the other Mishnais, if they did not write these Lashonos in the ksuva, it still could be enforced. So too in Yehuda, same thing. It would be enforced, even if it wasn't written in the ksuva, that they can kick her out, so to say. They also, even if they didn't write it, that's also Tanai based in that they can also kick her out whenever they want by giving her her ksuva.